Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, February 8th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm so glad to join you this Sunday, and I pray that the Lord's blessings would be upon you even now, and that you'll have the opportunity to worship with us either in person or via the live stream. Let's begin with our memory passage, Romans 1, 16 and 17. Remember, it starts with the word for, and it's about the gospel, the power of God for everyone who believes. And then righteousness is mentioned three times. And the last word is faith. Here we go. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. Today, the sermon passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 16 through 23. In this passage, Paul is reminding us that we have freedom, but we are called to use our freedom to help others come to Jesus Christ and the gospel. Starting in verse 16, yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel I may offer it free of charge, and so not make use of my rights in preaching it. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you know when something just kind of jumps off the page at you and you think, what's the Lord saying here? That happened for me today in verse 19, the last phrase, to win as many as possible. I want you to think about the list of people that you're praying for, that they would come to faith. Then I want us to pray with fervent and expectant hearts that the Lord would help us to be and to do and to say things that would encourage them in their faith, and that the Spirit would bring them to repentance and to the beauty of the gospel. Now let's move over to Psalm 29. Now, if you'd asked me what Psalm 29 was about before I looked in my Bible, I wouldn't have remembered. But I have written all over this psalm, different notes, maybe from different sermons, and also when the Lord has revealed to me something in His Word. And I just pray that the Lord would do that for you today, that Psalm 29 would be found as a rich and beautiful psalm to you as I read it. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, Syrian like the young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here I have the picture of an ocean, and the voice of the Lord is over the waters, and the God of glory thunders, and the Lord thunders over the mighty waters. When we look at the ocean, we see the power and the majesty of the Lord God Almighty on display. And my hope is that we all cry out, glory, that today, whatever magnificent thing we see, that we would link it to the fact that God made that and he is glorious. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that in Romans 1, we hear about the beautiful gospel, the righteousness that comes through faith. And in 1 Corinthians, Lord, we're reminded that Paul didn't use his freedom for himself. Rather, he became all things to all people because, if possible, he wanted them to be saved. Lord, would you give us the same passion for those in our lives who need to know you as Savior and Lord? We just want to take a minute to lift up the names of those on our prayer list who are not walking with you currently. And then finally, Lord, as your word shows us it's about you, we want to recall your character. Lord, you have strength and honor is due your name. You are powerful and majestic. You are enthroned as king over all. And you promise in verse 11 that you will give strength to your people and bless us with your peace. Help us, Lord, to receive that now, that beautiful blessing of your strength through your spirit and your peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.